Brichma Boyne to another week of Parsha Insights, Parsha's Kisavai. As we continue during Chodesh Elul, approaching the Yom Ha'arayim Habaleinu L'Toiva, we are back in the Heichal. So for all those who are overseas and listening and not quite sure what that means, that's okay. But we are, Baruch Hashem, back in the Heichal. So for all those who are here in the almost sold out to capacity Heichal, and those who are listening live, as well as the many who will bezus Hashem here once it's sent out, Brucham Aboyin, to Parsha Insights, Parsha's Kisavoy. It is Lezecher Nishmas, Uli Ilui Nishmas, Rebecca Basarina, and Leon Ben Rachel. May their Neshama Tyrus have a lich the Gan Eden. It is also sponsored by Eddie and Zelda Zemel. We're very grateful for your sponsorship for the Shir tonight as a mazel tov for towards their children, Arya and Rachel Basman. What is the simcha? Okay, a grandchild born to them. A tremendous. Okay, a double mazel tov on your Ur-Einikoch, and it should be a schus for you and the entire families, and refuos and yeshuos for all of Klal Yisrael, but a double mazel tov on two new Ur-Einikoch. It's interesting because the parsha begins with Bikurim, and Bikurim are your first fruits, and Bikurim is also a reference to our children. So how apropos in a parsha that's all about Bikurim and bringing thanks that your dedication is for such a double mazel tov. You should be zoicha together with Eddie to a good gebench to gesunta yar. So much to learn about Bikurim in terms of appreciation. Firstly, it's interesting to note that if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that what you say to the Kayin is, take a look at Rashi in the very beginning, Pasuk Gimel actually says, the Amarta Elov, you say to him, to the Kayin, and then it expresses what you say to the Kayin. Again, three psukim in, the Amarta Elov, this is what you say to the Kayin. Take a look how interesting it is, the first three words of Rashi. Rashi says, you tell the Kayin, Sheincha Kfui Toiva. Now that means in English, tell the Kayin, I want you to know, and to of course pass on the message, I'm not ungrateful. Isn't that an unusual comment to make? Why not accentuate the positive? Hareini Makir Toiva. I am so grateful. Why, when you have an opportunity to bring Bikurim, the first fruits representing so much of your life that you're grateful for, and what does Rashi say that you tell the Kayin? She'eincha kfui toiva, you are not ungrateful. Why not accentuate the positive? And over the years, we've said countless times, I think it's a beautiful way to begin the Shir, especially during Chodesh Elul. If a person were to approach the Kayin and say, this is what I want you to know, I want the Ribbono Shel'Olam to know, Hareini Makir Toiva, how grateful I am, do we even know the magnitude, either in quantity or quality, how much there is to be grateful for? As many things that we, as we enumerate, will fall short both in Kamos and Echos, and so therefore, sometimes the best thing is to say, Eincha Kfui Toiva, I'm not ungrateful, which is an underlying way of saying, I'm not even aware, I can't even comprehend how much I have to be grateful and appreciative for. So in a way, saying, Eini Kfui Toiva, I'm not ungrateful, is the highest praise and greatest recognition that we can't fathom how much the Ribbono Shel'Olam does for us. But we do try. Now, it's interesting to note that it says the Amarta Elov, which I told you meant that you say to him, take a look at Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey then once again says the Anisa V'Amarta. Once again, you answer and you say before Hashem. It is the great Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe. Listen to an extraordinary pshat from the Heilige Beis Yisrael, Zechusa Yagan Aleinu. He says, why is it that when it comes to Bikurim, time and time again, we have the pasuk stressing v'amarta, 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 this idea of calling out and saying, why is that? In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, take a look at Rashi on the word va'anisa, very important. Rashi tells us on the word va'anisa that regarding the declaration, Rashi says, va'anisa, the fact that you call out, says Rashi, lashon haramta kol, that you make hadim kol, you're saying it in a loud voice. You're raising your voice. Rashi clearly says that one of the requirements is to raise your voice. Why? Why is such a stress on saying, calling out, a requirement integral to your declaration is I must call out in a loud voice? Why? Says the Heiliger Rebbe, because human nature dictates that often when, so to speak, we're up against the wall and we need a salvation, refuos, yeshuos, from some type of tzara. It might be health, economic, psychological, a trouble of any sort. Very often, what does the person do? The person has no qualms, and they're right for doing it. They scream out, they call out, they run, they mamish, mamish, they raise their voice. Oy, do I want this tefillah to be heard? For the salvation, for the refuah, the yeshua, the psychological, the physical, the economic, the financial, whatever it is. When the Ribbono Shel Olam responds with a positive response to your request, what does your thank you look like? A quickly muttered maidim? In under the tone and under your breath form of gratitude and mizmar l'sayda? Says the Beis Yisrael, that's what the Torah is admonishing us and teaching us, that when you pay gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you do it in the same fashion as when you make your request. You do it loudly and you do it with passion. That's avart. And it's so true, because often the human psyche is that when we are in that Eis Tzara, loudly, we call out, we raise our voice passionately, please, please. And then when the tefillah was answered positively, is your gratitude with the same strength of voice, with the same passion? Or is it a quick maidim, maida'ani, mizmar l'sayda, halleluka, in an undertone the next day? Shame on us if that's what we do. We mentioned in the past that beautiful thought, such a magnificent thought. If one takes a look by Sarah Imenu, we mentioned this actually last year, if one takes a look by Sarah Imenu, Rashi famously tells us that Bas Kuf, she was like Bas Kuf. And we take a look at Rashi explaining what does it mean that when she was 100, Kichuf, she was like 20. Let's repeat that again. The words of Rashi, Kuf Kechof, 100 like 20. Now, really, it means vis-a-vis the years of her age. The last year we said over such a beautiful pshat, Moirai v'raboisai, open up your hearts to this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pshat. How apropos for the double simcha and your sponsorship for tonight's shir to speak about gratitude loudly. And we talked to spoke it out loudly. You know how the Mefarshim also say you could translate what it means by Sari Main when it says Kuf Kechof, 100 like 20? If a person takes a look, what is in Tehillim, Kapitel Chof, the 20th chapter, famously it's that which we say every morning, which we often say in times of distress, in times when we are really in Sora, Lam Natseach Mizmar LeDavid, Yancho Hashem B'Yayin Tzara. Oy, how we call out, those words are so powerful. You take a look at that capital. Ei Levarech Aveilu V'Asusim V'Anachnu. We only rely and call out on Hashem. That's the 20th capital in Tehillim. We call that out from the depths of our heart with passion. Take a look 80 kapitlach later. What is kapitel kuf in Tehillim? It is that which we say every morning before Ashrei, after Yichavoid, the famous kapitel, Mizmar L'Soida, Mizmar L'Soida. which is our Toida, our thanksgiving, how grateful we have to be. So Rashi is telling us so beautifully about Sori Imenu, Kuf Kichof. 100 was like 20. The same way that she said chapter 20, L'Anaseach Mizmor L'David, loud and with passion and with gefil, that's the way she also said exactly the same, the loud, the depth, the gefil, and the passion, Kapitel Kuf. Is that a pshat? Is that a pshat? Rashi says, Kuf Kichof. She was able to say Kapitel Kuf. Of course, it's a pshat of Drush. Kapitel Kuf. Which is Kapitel Kuf? Mizmor L'Soida, the ultimate chapter of Toid and Thanksgiving. You know how she said it? Kichof. Like she said 20. Which was 20 Kapitel? L'Anaseach Mizmor L'David. Meaning she said them both with the same hargosha, with the same gefil, with the same depth, and with the same emotion. Rabbeisai, we're approaching Yimei Din, a time to show our Creator, Avinu Shebashamayim, how grateful we are, and we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, certainly with Kapitel Chof, L'Anaseach Mizmor L'David, in times of distress. Is your Kapitel Kuf like your Kapitel Chof? Is your reciting of Mizmor L'Soida the gefil that you have, like when you say Kapitel Chof L'Anaseach? And I don't only mean, is your Kapitel Kuf like Kapitel Chof? Is your Mizmor L'Soida like your L'Anaseach? Is your gratitude, your appreciation for all that we have, is it felt with the same depths and the loud passion? And says the Heilige Beis Yisrael, that's why by Bikurim, which is the ultimate expression of thanksgiving, it says, V'amarta, V'amarta, V'anisa, V'amarta, a prerequisite, a condition has to be raising your voice loudly. Why? To teach us that a person has to pay gratitude in the same manner that they beseech their requests. How many times have we said over the delightful mashal about the person who wanted to be recognized? So he hit upon a brilliant plan, and he went to the top of an extremely tall building with a large stack of $20 bills. I could see from the facial expression here in the Heichel, you remember it. He opens up the window 40 flights up. He undoes the rubber band. And hundreds of $20 bills slowly cascade to the ground. And they come running from the north and the south and the east and the west, and they grab the money as it snowflakes to the ground, but nobody looked up. Ooh, maybe it's because I need the bills to be 50s. So he takes a stack of hundreds of $50 bills, undoes the rubber band, throws them many, many flights to the ground. They slowly snowflake to the ground, and they come from the north and the south and the east and the west, and they grab the money, but nobody looks up. Why need $100 bills? Is that what I've been missing? So he takes a large, large stack of $100 bills, right? That's going to get everybody's attention. He undoes the rubber band and he throws them to the ground, and they slowly snowflake to the ground. And the people come from the north and the south and the east and the west, and they grab the money and grab the $100 bills, and nobody looked up. What do I have to do to get noticed? He sees on the coffee table is a large, large vase. He takes the vase, opens the window, and he throws it with all of his might, hundreds of feet towards the ground. It makes an incredible thunderous crash. And when there was a thunderous crash, everybody looked up. And of course, the nimshal is that often in life, when there is a thunderous crash and something happens, it might be physical or economical, or financial or psychological, we look up. And that is what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to look up to Avinu Shebashamayim and call out in tefillah and daven and daven and daven. That is what we're supposed to do. That's the way we are when there's a thunderous crash. We look up. But when the 20s and 50s or 100s, shame on me, I don't mean 20, 50s or 100s. When the brachos, of all the brachos and the things that we daven for and continue to daven for, when those brachos, big, small, of all types, are being placed upon us like the snowflakes to the ground, do we look up then? Make sure that our kuf is like our chaf. Make sure that our expression of joy parallels that of when we call out a request. To look up when there's a thunderous crash, that is correct. But equal, if not more, has to be our looking up when something and those brachas are being showered upon us. I remember the Chai Berlin Rosh Hashiva Baron Schechter telling me that the Ribbono Shel Olam has tremendous goodness to give people, and he looks to see who is the one that appreciates my goodness. Who is the one that appreciates the brachos that I give them and they recognize and they acknowledge the goodness? It is to that address and those people that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give more. That, Meirai V'Rabbeisai, is the lesson of Bikurim. Ein Chokvoy Toiv, sometimes the best we could say is I'm not ungrateful. But we certainly work to make our Kuf Kechof, to make our level of passion and joy the same that it is when we have Yancha Hashem B'yayim Sara, to look up and to appreciate the gifts. I thought maybe that's also the pshat, that it says, Kol HaMesameach Chosom V'Kala, Zoyche L'Chamisha Kailos. There's a mitzvah to bring simcha to a chosom and kala, bring them simcha. And a person merits Chamisha Kailos. What are those five kailos, those five voices? Kol sasai, kol simcha, kol choson, kol kala, kol mitzalos chasanim. I wondered about those five voices. Let's analyze that bracha, what we just said. When you honor and joy and bring that joy to a choson and kala, that's an incredible mitzvah for countless reasons. So you merit five kailos, five voices. Some of them I understand. I understand what it means. Kol sasayin, kol simcha. You'll be zeicha to the voice of sasayin. You'll be zeicha to the voice of simcha. And be'ezus Hashem, you'll have sasayin and simcha measure for measure because you gave that to them. You, mida keneged mida, get kol sasayin, kol simcha. But what does it mean that you get kol chosayin and kol kala? What does that expression mean? It could be, it's exactly the pshat the Beis Yisrael is teaching us, that one of the biggest brachos is being able to thank Hashem. One of the biggest brachos is to be able to go ahead and to express that appreciation. Allow me to explain it with a quick pshat that I believe is from the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kolosh Livracha, to further enhance what I mean by Kol Chosayin V'Kol Kala. In Hallel, we say, Hemanti ki adaber. Hemanti ki adaber, ani anisi ma'oid. Believe me when I tell you. Hemanti is also from rooted in the word of emuna. How is it that we could impart emuna more to ourselves, to our spouse, to our children? How is it best to impart emuna to another person? I believe the word is from Rav Moshe that he translates those three words in the following fashion. Hemanti? You want more emuna? You want to instill more emuna in the DNA of your children and your family? Ki adaber! It happens when you speak about it. It happens when you talk about it. When you talk about the gifts. When you talk about the beauty. When you talk about the emuna. That is how to instill it in the next generation. Your privilege to come home and to open up a cabinet that's filled with food, don't just think to yourself, wow, what a bracha. At the very least, you should. But express it to your spouse, to your children. Do you know how many people aren't zeicha to this, aren't fortunate?
The fact that we have a cabinet full of who to feed, and we have the money to buy the food, and we're healthy enough to eat the food. There's so much to just thank Hashem for in an open cabinet filled with food, to have the mouths to feed, the money to have bought the food, people to eat the food in a healthy fashion. Hemanti, you want to instill deeper levels of emun and closeness to Hashem? Ki adaber, ki adaber, ki adaber. It happens when you continuously speak about it, and speak about it, and speak about it. And that's why you find by Bikurim, v'amarta, 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 say it, and say it, and say it, because not only will others gain from it, but it instills greater levels within you. Maybe that's the explanation. When one is misameach achosan v'kala, not only do they merit kol sasan and kol simcha, then they'll be besimcha, they'll have sasan and simcha, but they'll also merit kol chosan, the kol kala, a reference to them, that they will have that nida, that their voices will be voices, because they gave over simcha, they'll feel deeper levels of simcha. And when you feel deeper levels of simcha, you know what you want to do? You want to call it out. Kol chosan, kol kala, that voice of appreciation, that voice of spreading the goodness and gratitude to others, that in and of itself is a Mayradika gift. So it could almost be that the reward for being Mishamei Chosin HaKal and bringing them such incredible joy is that you have Kol Chosin HaKol Kala, your voice will become one. Not just that you'll have Sason and you'll have Simcha, your voice, it will change, it will become a, you'll become a person that always wants to kiadaber, speak about it more, speak about it more, speak about it more. And that, by the way, is an extraordinary lesson for the chassan and kala to realize, always show appreciation to each other and certainly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that brings us to a pasuk a little bit later on in the parsha. Take a look for a moment. Perek Chaf Ches Mem Zayin. Chaf Ches Mem Zayin, one of the most famous psukim in the parsha. Oy, what a list of teichachos, 98 curses, 98 curses and punishments. Why pasuk Mem Zayin? Tachas asher lo yavadetos Hashem lekecha b'simchuv tuv leivav. Because when you served Hashem, you didn't do it with simcha, with gladness and goodness of heart. Time doesn't allow us to go into great detail, but it cannot be said strongly enough. The importance of doing your avoda b'simcha, with a goodness, with a gladness, with a joy, with a vivaciousness, with an enthusiasm. The pasuk is teaching of Chos Chav Ches Mem Zayin, all of the teichachos, the 98 curses and punishments mentioned in Parshas Kisavoy, Tachas Asher Lo Yavadetos Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav, the importance of Simcha. In fact, if I may for a moment, we just read, I believe it was in last week's Parsha, certainly it's a delightful gematria, but it has a lot of truth to it as well. I believe it was the last week's parsha that we said a person's requirement, the husband's requirement, the simach es ishtoi, to gladden and to bring simcha to his wife. The word, you know, that in, if you follow the solar year, there are 365 days. But we follow the lunar year. We know there are 354 days. The easy way of figuring that out is because there are 6 months of 30 days and 6 months of 29 days. So if you do 6 times 30 is 180, 6 times 29 is 174. Together, it's 354. So our lunar year that we follow, there are 354 days. So we're being taught that the simach es ishtoi, you have to really, really make sure you bring simcha to your spouse. The word v'simach is spelled vav, shin, mem, ches. Vav is 6 and shin is 300, is 306. Mem and ches is 48. What's 306 and 48? 354. V'simach es ishtai. You have to make sure to gladden your spouse. V'simach, the gematria of 354 days, i.e., It's something to work on each and every day. A delightful gematria, but definitely true. This simach es ishle, the simach we said is in gematria 354, which represents all of the days we have in the lunar year. The simach es ishle, a person has to work on bringing simcha and gladdening their spouse with simach each and every day. What can I do today? This simach in our avodas Hashem, the pasuk is saying that everything happened because we didn't have the simcha. A few years ago, we mentioned, based on a thought from Rebbe Shamshon of Falher, something so powerful, and I think it ties into the shir beautifully. To be happy is sameach. And that's very similar in Lashon HaKodesh to the word sameach, with a tzadit. Sameach means to grow. And there's a famous rule that if two words in Lashon HaKodesh sound similar, that their meanings are intertwined and connected. Sameach and Sameach. Sameach and Sameach. Sameach, to grow. Sameach, to be happy. Maybe we're being taught that what makes a person Sameach, the answer is Sameach. When a person grows, when a person changes, when a person is better as often as they can be, when you are tzameach, you become a sameach. And maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that if we want to bring bracha into our lives and remove the teichacha, remove the oinshim, remove the klolos, it has to be b'simcha v'tuv levav. And what is the ultimate of simcha? What does it mean to be sameach? You know what the definition of sameach is? Sameach. To be a growing person. You know that feeds our neshama. You know the feel when you do something right. You know the feel when you daven a good Shemina Esrei, or you made a correct decision, or you didn't speak Lashon Hara or Shmir Shabbos the way it should be. You nourish your neshama. And when you nourish your soul, that is growth. When you feel internally, that's simcha. You know what I mean. You who are listening to me, you know exactly what I mean. You know that feeling of sameach. You know that feeling of sameach. What does it come from? It comes from sameach. You caused your neshama, your soul, to grow, to expand. And when your neshama feels sameach, that feeling is sameach. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that to be zaycha to brachos, it comes from sameach, which is sameach. To conclude the shir, I do have to mention, Mefarshim speak out. It's actually written very strongly in the Pelor Yoyetz. And I feel it's an appropriate way to end the shir, especially during Chodesh El. The Pelor Yoyetz says, regarding this idea of simcha and gladness, Zok the Pelor Yoyetz, it is not enough for a person to gladden only himself. We have to reach out to those who are not as fortunate, those who are troubled, those who might be depressed, to the extent that we are able to. We have to do what we can to make sure that they also experience joy. Because the more they experience joy, the more you honor and elevate them and you give them pleasure. And that's a mitzvah that you could do on your behalf. Moirai v'rabotzei, we said in the past that ELO is an acronym for Ohuv Limala V'Nechmad Limata. Perhaps we could translate that to mean Ohuv Limala. How do you become beloved by Hashem? V'Nechmad Limata. When people in this world find you to be Nechmad, when the Ribbono Shel Olam sees you are the Nechmad Lamata, you gladden and bring joy and hope to someone else. You help remove from them their depression, their trouble, their unfortunate situation. That is what makes you Ohuv Lamala, says the Pelor Yoyetz. Simcha is critical. But simcha to only gladden yourself, not enough.
How often have we said to ask the question, we live in a very fast-paced world. We're super, super busy. Could you say you take time each and every day to gladden the life, the heart, the situation of someone else? Maybe in your family or maybe not in your family? Are you? Are you being the kind, the Pelayayats, or those people who might feel depressed or troubled or going through an unfortunate matziv? You were able to recognize and to call them or to say something? A little thing changes the trajectory of their day. The simcha is not only for yourself, it's for the other people as well. And so now tying the last two pshatim together, if the definition of the word sameach is tsameach, which we said meant that the way to feel real happiness, gladness, and inner internal joy is to grow, sameach comes from tsameach, then tying that together with the pshat we said from the Pelayayats, it would mean, what are we doing to help others grow spiritually? What are we doing to help them, to teach them with a Blat Gemara, with a Pasuk Chumash, to bring them closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just to gladden their situation, to remove the depression, the sadness, the sorrow, or their unfortunate situation. But if the word Sameach comes from Sameach, I'm happier, my soul is happier when I grow, then wouldn't that mean that I have an obligation to help you grow as well spiritually, to bring you closer to Avinu Shebashamayim? We said from the Radomsker a fabulous pshat. It says in Pirkei Avos, "Im lamada to Torah harbe, al tachazik toivah la'asla ki l'kach letzarta." Literally, that means if you've learned a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. That's why you were created. The Radomsker says so beautifully, "Im lamada to Torah harbe, you know Torah, you're closer to Hashem." Al tachazik toiv la'asmucha could also mean toiv is always a reference to Torah. Ein toiv ela Torah. Tachazik could mean to withhold. Ein tachazik toiv la'asmucha. Don't hold that toiv. Don't hold the Torah for yourself. Do not hold it only la'asmucha for yourself. Spread it to others. Ki l'kach l'tzarta. That's why you were created. And if you rearrange the letters of the word Tzarta, it spells Tzinayreis. And Tzinayreis are things that funnel and faucet out to others. What a pshat from the Radomsker. You're privileged to a Torah life. You're privileged to have Dveikus Hashem. You're privileged. Al tachazik toiva la'atzmacha. Don't hold that toiv of Torah for yourself. That's selfish. Kilakach Natsarta from the word Sinairis. Share the beauty with others. That's being the kind, the Pelayayas, that you're not only bringing Simcha to yourself, but you're bringing Simcha to others. Because as we said, true Sameach comes from Sameach. Allowing our neshama to grow. May we be'ezras Hashem be zoicher. Like we said, to look up for the brachos, look up by capital kuf, like we do by chof. Make sure ki adaber v'amarta, ki adaber v'amarta, b'zoicha to kol chosner and kol kala. Let it become a part of us that we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we do that, we become tzameach. Growing people. We acknowledge Hashem and we want to do more. And when you're at Sameach, that makes you Sameach. We should all be Zeich as we're halfway through Elul, just about. Ohuv Lamala, to be beloved in the eyes of Hashem. V'nechmod Lamata, by becoming someone who brings Simcha to ourselves and to others, Be'ezras Hashem.